Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching comes from a recent seminar that Andrew did in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. This classic teaching on spirit, soul, and body is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
This man behind the television camera produces all of my television programs that are heard all over the world. He's a blessing. And Stephen kind of likes to get into your face with the camera. And I don't like it, but you know, it looks good afterwards. And we will be giving a report. I'll be saying something about when I was ministering in Amsterdam. And every time I say anything that can be illustrated through a video, he'll put up those photos. So look nice, because you may be on television. Praise God. All right, so let's look in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And verse 23, it says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, I'm just going to use this verse as an introduction and to make a point that you have a spirit, soul, and body. 3 points, 3 parts. This scripture makes that very clear. And what I'm going to be talking about today is what I call spirit, soul, and body. That's not a very catchy title. Other people discuss it as who you are in Christ or the exchanged life. I've heard a lot of different titles on it that are more catchy. But this little revelation totally changed my life. And nearly everything that I understand about God came out of understanding this simple truth that we are 3 parts. And that it's our spirit part that got saved. And I just want to introduce this by saying that if you can receive this revelation, and if you really get the understanding of what I'm talking about, I can guarantee you that this will radically change your life. This is just like a key that somebody stuck in my brain. And when I understood this, it's like turning that and my whole understanding of the Bible opened up. The Word of God came alive to me. My relationship with God began to work. And everything that is functional in my life today basically started with this revelation. And I could take any of the teachings that I've got out there and basically teach those things based on this foundational truth. They are just different amplifications, explanations of this one truth. That's how pivotal this is. And as I travel and minister, most people do not have this concept that I'm going to be discussing today. So I'm going to challenge you in a lot of the things that I say, not because I know you, but I just know people. I've ministered to millions and millions of people, and the vast majority of people have not fully understood. They may see little pieces of what I'm talking about, but they haven't connected the pieces of the puzzle. And I just believe that if you are a typical group, that this could change your life as much as anything that you've ever heard. I really believe that. I believe that this has a tremendous potential. So I just want to encourage you today that I'm going to say things that are different than what most of us have heard and believe, but that doesn't mean that it's wrong. I'm going to be sharing it from Scripture. And I want to challenge you to let the Word of God dictate and control what you believe. Most people believe things that, you know, may or may not have anything to do with the Bible. Most people don't let the Bible get in the way of what they believe. They say, "This is what I believe. This is what we were taught." And they get offended when you say something. But if what I'm telling you is from the Scriptures, and if it violates or is contrary to the way that you have thought, then you ought to change the way that you think. Romans 3:4 says, "Let God be true and every man a liar." And that means even yourself, even your own thoughts, even your own values. God's Word ought to rule and dominate our life, not tradition. The Bible says in Mark chapter 7, verse 13, that the traditions and doctrines of men make the word of no effect. And this is what's happened in the body of Christ today. We have so many religious traditions that it has made the word of God of none effect. It has diluted and polluted the power of God. And we've got to go back to where this is what God's word says, that trumps. It has authority over any doctrine or the way that it's been done. I don't care how long you've been told this. So let me just start with this verse and say that it clearly states that you have three parts, a spirit, soul, and body. He was praying that your spirit, soul, and body would be preserved blameless. There's many, many scriptures that make this distinction and talks about three separate parts of us. But this one is just as clear. I don't think we have to go to many others to prove this point. You have a spirit, soul, and body. Most people functionally only acknowledge two parts. As a matter of fact, if you were to look the word spirit up in the Greek in a dictionary, in a Greek or Hebrew dictionary, like Strong's is the most common Greek and Hebrew dictionary that people use. If you look the word pneuma up in the Greek, it will define it as the immortal soul. And that's what they define it as. And so basically they're saying that spirit is just the immortal soul. They are combining spirit and soul into one part. But this scripture and many other places in scripture shows that your spirit and soul are separate. You have three separate parts of you. Your physical body is obvious. That's the part of me that you're looking at. All of us have a physical body, and that's what allows us to exist in this world. It's like if you were to go into outer space. You can't breathe in outer space. You couldn't stand the heat and the cold, and so you have to wear a space suit. And that space suit would allow you to function in outer space. Well, this is my earth suit. This is what allows me to exist here on this earth. Without this physical body, I would still exist, but I would exist as a spirit, and I wouldn't have any dominance or any way to do anything in this earth. This physical body is what allows me and you to get around in this physical earth, and all of you are in touch with your physical body. You know, right now, you know if you're hot or cold. You know if you have pain or don't have any pain. You know if you're sleepy or if you're wide awake. You know this. If I went up to you and I said, "How are you?" You don't have to say, "Well, let me pray about it. And I'll come back to you this afternoon and tell you if I'm hot or cold." You just instantly know these things. Your body is constantly feeding you information about your physical body. And then we have another part of us. The soulish realm is what the Bible calls it. And that's what many people call their personality. And that's the part of you that's happy or sad or fearful or worried or hurt and bitter and things like this. And all of us are in touch with that. If I was to ask you today, how are you? And if it was clear that I wasn't asking about how's your physical body, but how do you feel? You wouldn't have to say, "Well, let me pray about it. And I'll come back this afternoon and tell you how I am, whether I'm happy or sad, whether I'm encouraged or discouraged." You instantly are in touch with your soul. So you know exactly what your body's like. You know exactly what your soul is like. You know if you are an outgoing person or an introvert, whether you are an optimist or a pessimist. You are constantly in contact and you know yourself inside and out in those two realms. But the Bible says that there is also a spirit. And how do you know what's going on in your spirit? Most people, most Christians, don't have a clue who they are in the spirit. And if I was to ask you right now, what are you like in the spirit? Well, that's a good answer. That's somebody who's been studying the word. But did you know that unless you have been studying the word, you wouldn't have a clue? And you know, one of these songs that we sang today, I'm not against this song. Please don't misunderstand me. And most of it was in Dutch, so I don't even know for sure that I understood the whole thing. But you know, the one about purify me. And I long to be holy. Did you know that in your spirit, you're already purified? Did you know that you are as holy and perfect and pure as Jesus is? And we aren't only spirit. And so it is appropriate for you to say that you need to purify your life, talking about the external part of you, the way you act and the way you think. That's not completely wrong, but I can guarantee you there's many people in here that when you were singing, "Purify me and make me holy, I long to be holy," there were many of you that weren't thinking about, in my flesh, in my external, I need to get purified, but in the spirit, I know that I'm already righteous. You weren't thinking that way. The vast majority of people, functionally, you understand what I mean by functionally? Intellectually, they may have the terms that they have a spirit, soul, and body. But as far as practical, everyday experience goes, most Christians do not acknowledge a spirit part of them. They don't really see that. And again, it's because you are instantly in touch with your physical body. You are instantly in touch with your soul. But your spirit, Jesus said this in John chapter 3, and I believe it's verse 6. He says, "That which is born of the spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh." Are they putting these scriptures up there? Isn't that wonderful? "That which is spirit is spirit. That which is flesh is flesh." You know what he's saying? That the flesh, and the term flesh as used there, is talking about just the natural part of you, your physical body and your physical natural mind. It cannot operate in the spirit realm. You know, if you want to see if your hair is combed, you don't go by how you feel. You know, right now, I hope my hair is combed. But I don't have any way of proving that my hair is combed. I can't go by how it feels whether my hair is combed. Did you know that I have never seen my face? I've seen a reflection of my face. I've seen a picture of my face. But with my two eyes, I have never looked at my face.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the subject of spirit, soul, and body. This teaching series was recorded at a special Holland GTS in Amsterdam. It's available in a 3-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM231 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
This is Andrew sharing with all of our listeners to our radio program that we have begun producing our radio programs now from live teachings that I've made at our Gospel Truth Seminars. And the offers that we're making at the end of our program are really unique to our radio ministry. This is different from my television programs. We used to take the radio programs from the TV programs, but now we are taking them directly from these live meetings. And one of the benefits of this is that most of the product offers that we are offering you are CDs and DVDs taught directly from these live gospel truth seminars. This is the only way that we're offering these is through the radio. So it'll be something that'll be unique. It'll be a blessing to you. Please take advantage of our new live broadcast.